Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle and Brust on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Again, congrats to Travis, wherever you are, since producer didn't get his location. Could be in the car, be at work, could be in a city. We don't know. But he wins over under. The Brewers did make a trade for Lance McCullers Jr. They got some cash, left-hand reliever. Sent Jaden Fielder away.
Should be a good deal for the Brewers either way.
Pitching lab can go to work and get some innings out of McCullers. Yeah.
Man, then the Gordon kid, you might have some, you know, might be something there from Colton Gordon.
What I want to know, because Kyle is Debbie Downer when it comes to believing that something significant will happen at the deadline, is are you expecting to be satisfied or disappointed? Come August 3rd. 800-990-3776 is the Carpus Talk and Text line. They brought up Luis Lara. They brought up Cooper Pratt.
They just Cooper playing well.
They just made a trade.
For some arms.
Which is not uncommon to get these pieces that can fill gaps.
Pieces. There it are.
Pieces that can fill gaps.
I call them reclamation projects, and we'll see.
But it usually ends up working in the Brewers' favor.
Yeah, to the extent. For
the most part. Yeah, again, this was...
Last year, didn't.
You didn't leverage that much.
Yeah, no shot at Jaden Fielder. He's not Prince, but, you know.
I even drafted, as you mentioned yesterday.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's, you know.
It's a cool story while it lasted.
And they threw you some money, too.
So, yeah, I wonder what type of cash.
They probably threw him a couple million to cover the contract of McCullers.
Because they're on the hook for two and a half of it, I believe.
If they're on the hook for 2.5 of it, I think he had 17 going into the year.
No, all that was left was 5 to pay. I think it was 2.5 from the Astros, 2.5 from the Brewers.
Well, there it is.
Regardless, are you expecting, as a Brewers fan, to be disappointed or satisfied with what Matt Arnold does at the trade deadline? 800-990-3776.
I mean, what trade deadline of recent history have you actually not walked
Here's
away?
The Debbie Downer.
No! Oh, stop it. Stop. Ben Brust, you know what? Andrew, I want you to go find audio from the trade deadline of last year. We were at State Fair.
He can't run the show the first hour. How is he going to find
that? I want you to. I mean, if you go back, you can search in YouTube and find a way to look at the MLB trade deadline and show that the Brewers. He's telling you not to do it. Show you that the Brewers
I don't want to waste his time.
What do you mean? I wanted to get your reaction to how disappointed you are, or the day after, how disappointed that you were.
They were not in the same position last year as they are this year. Right. That is the difference.
What do you
mean?
The
farm system is even bigger, and you can give up some of your farm and still have a top five farm system if you do want to do something significant. They were not 22 games above 500 at the deadline.
Last year,
they did not go to an NLC championship.
They were 20.
They did not go to an NLC championship the season prior.
Okay, I get it.
Like, there are reasons to believe why things could be different this year. With Matt Arnold and what he's seeing from this team and the ability for them to go do something.
That's fine.
You expect to be disappointed.
I expect to be disappointed because, yes, I want the Brewers to go out and make deals, but I just don't believe that the Brewers are going to make any deals. I don't think they're going to make anything super special. Like, this is the type of trade that you're seeing right now. Like, why the Brewers go out and get McCullers because they're going to say, all right, we may not be able to go get the big splash because what other teams may be willing to offer for other guys that are out there, we're just not willing to give them the players that they want. And so we're going to find a way to get a guy like Lance McCullers, who may still have a little bit left in the tank. He's only 31, 32 years old.
This is what you do with what's thrown in front of you. You're going to take whatever's in front of you and try and make the best of it and not put your heart out there. Because what do you have to lose? Why not get excited? Why
anger,
not get excited at
emotions,
the process? Yeah, again.
Being upset.
Why not let your heart get out there for something that can happen? It just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. I know you can use evidence and be like, it hasn't. But this is different. They hadn't won a playoff series. They've won a playoff series, right? It was forever since they got out of the wild card.
But it's not just about that.
They skipped the wild card, got through the divisional round, have a huge farm system. You don't have to give up Mata. You don't have to, like, some guys can be untouchable, and you still can get something significant to bolster the team that was
I told you this in yesterday
an
or 2 days
last
ago.
Last year. But clearly, I'm going to be satisfied by what Matt Arnold does.
Yes, you clearly think that. A team that makes it to the NLCS and gets swept in the NLCS, do you think...
So just give up and don't try to make your team good enough to get through the NLCS. Just give up and work on the future.
They made...
That's the Kyle Wallace mindset.
Their own manager said coming into the season that they didn't make a lot of moves. Like, there wasn't anything, a lot of stuff that they did this offseason. So, like... Obviously, if they didn't make a lot of moves to improve this roster from 1 year to the next...
And from the start of the season to now, things have maybe changed in how they look and perceive the team.
Why would anything change when they made it to the NLCS? Shouldn't they be looking to build upon that? No, the Brewers are looking to build with the future. What they wholeheartedly believe is that they have enough talent in the minor league.
And sometimes your plan can smack you in the face, and you can be like, oh, crap, what we thought was going to happen isn't the reality of where we're at.
Well, the... What did they think was going to happen? You don't think they came into the season thinking they were going to be good?
Good, but not second place in all of the major leagues in record by the All-Star break. That's hard to do as consistently as they've done. And like to continue to come back year after year and put yourself in a spot to win your fourth straight NL Central title, like what does that even mean if you at one point when you're at a spot where you went to an NLCS and you think you could maybe go back to not try something different and be like, you know, we got to make a stab at this. Because if we don't, we might look back and just be like, ah, future, future, future. And when the future comes, you don't know that it's all going to pan out the way that you have in your master plan of guys taking the steps that you think they're going to take. Not every prospect pans out the way you think they're going to pan out.
A lot of
you have proven talent that has played in the majors, not guys you hope to be playing in the majors. You make a decision to bolster the team if you're in this position. Any general manager would, even if they haven't done it in the past.
Yeah, again, for me, when I look at it, Ben, is that for a team that made it as far as they did last year, for them to have the offseason that they did, where Renjifo was one of the better, not better, but one of the signings that you made in the offseason, is disgusting.
But they moved on from him, so who cares?
They moved on from him, and they replaced him with who? Who did they replace him with, Ben?
Joey Ortiz.
Oh, okay. And who replaced Jory Ortiz?
You asked me the question.
21-year-old shortstop. That is my whole point.
David Hamilton?
Sure. Yes, David Hamilton is the guy that we're all saying that was the big move. So that's my whole point, is that the Brewers have shown you throughout the offseason, even now, they're looking to get bargain deals. They're bargain shopping because they don't believe, like, they think they can get over the hump, but they're going to do it their way. They're not going to mortgage the future in order to try to take a stab at it this year when they don't feel like their roster 100% is a favorite. There's going to be a time coming very soon that this team could definitely be a surefire favorite. Hell, it might be next season. But I just don't know if the Brewers, and I don't believe the Brewers are going to make a big deal. That's why I'm saying right now, I'm going to be disappointed at the deadline because the Brewers aren't going to go get a big-time pitcher. They're not going to get a big-time bat. And that's just why I'm going to be disappointed.
Jeff in Waterford, you're on the Carbless Talking text line. What do you got?
So we were talking about this at the shop today. Here's my proposal. Sal Frelick, Jared Koenig, Jet Williams, and one or two prospects not in the Brewers' top 10 for Tarek Skubal or another frontline pitcher not named Freddy Peralta.
I'm down.
Would Detroit be down?
That I don't know. Because I think when he said two other prospects outside the top 10, that's where you can't have your way in everything that you're sending for someone like that, even if it's a rental.
And what people have to understand is that...
But he threw in major league players,
one
that had a gold glove in Sal Frelick, who had a good June. Maybe you're selling at the highest point, although there's a strong personal connection between Sal Frelick and Pat Murphy and the organization. He does feel like the heartbeat at times. Sometimes you have to make hard decisions in a business like this.
Here's what people have to understand.
And Jet, I like the way that he threw in Jet because he plays the same position as many others that are ahead of him.
What people have to understand is that when you're talking about teams at the deadline, a lot of time when people make trades, it's out of desperation of saying we want to win a championship. And so when you say, oh, not giving, there's going to be a team out there that's going to give two of their top 10 prospects. Why? It's because they look at it. They look at their roster. They look at their window. See, the Brewers window is much wider than some other organizations. Other teams may have guys going to free agency. They may want to move on, make some moves. The Brewers aren't that type of team. They're not looking to move on from guys unless they're going into the last year. That's going to be too much money they want to carry. And then they're going to trade them like they did Freddie Peralta, like they did Devin Williams. But teams are going to be desperate. So if the Brewers say, well, we're only willing to do this, there's a team that's going to say, oh, we'll give you two young prospects and we'll give you a major league ready player. It may not be a starter, but a guy that can be a good utility guy. That's what you're up against. It's not about what you think is good. It's about how desperate other teams are. And I don't think the Brewers are desperate enough to go ahead and give teams what they really, really want.
Again, I am under the school of Ryan Braun. As many people debate bat or arm, Ryan Braun joined us yesterday on the Yingling Legends line. And I said, forget player, starting pitching or bat. And he said starting pitching.
He did. That is one of the things me and Ryan disagree on.
I'm going to trust Ryan because he himself said he played it.
And I'll trust Ryan.
You did not.
Yes. He played it at every level. I played it at the youth level. Little League.
That's why I trust Ryan.
I was an all-star, though.
Cool.
The best base running all-star out there, the fifth grade.
You were David Hamilton?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Just put him on base. Just get him on base. That's it. Let him run.
You crowd the plate just to get hit because you couldn't swing?
Actually, yeah. I got hit in the head two or three times at baseball.
It's all starting to make a lot more sense.
I just turned. I mean, it didn't hurt.
Yeah. It's,
with the helmet on. It didn't hurt.
Oh, that 50-mile-per-hour ball.
I was more happy to get hit than actually try to swing the bat.
Yeah, I've seen your golf swing. You couldn't make contact with a golf ball on
swinging,
Tuesday.
Swinging things are not what I can do. But get me on base, though. I can play defense as
but
well.
But now definitely... You're just worthless because you have two torn ACLs. Can't run. They call you sloppy.
Well, the problem now with running is stopping. Like, you don't just stop on a dime. You can still stop on a dime. You're still athletic. You still when you don't do anything for years.
Like, if you were playing in my basketball league, if you ran all the way down the court, you would go past the baseline and brace yourself
to the wall,
and then get yourself back on the court.
Yes, the deceleration is not on a dime. Are you crazy? My knee would go one way, my leg would go, no, hell no, I'm not stopping on a dime. I'm taking all the little deceleration steps I need.
Little baby steps.
Yeah.
That'd be even scarier for you. You actually don't feel fast enough to have to be able to brace yourself to stop.
Whoa. Remember, they timed me at a 40 at like a...
Okay. That was 18 years ago.
No, they did it a couple years ago. Uh-huh. Remember I sent you out a video?
It was like a 30-yard dash. speaking of actually being fast and being able to cut and stop on a dime and cut and make people miss, I think that Jason Wilde put Matthew Golden too low on his list.
Oh, wow.
Matthew Golden, the 13th most important Packer on Channel 3000, Jason Wilde reveals his top 20 list. I think that's too low. We'll discuss that after I tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because if you're shopping for new windows and doors, it shouldn't include haggling. Nobody wants haggling, and they don't do that. They stick to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, and helping you, the homeowner, find what is right for your home. It's a conversation. When I got my 1940s windows replaced because it was not keeping air in and it took 18 years to even open the window, we figured out what was best. We didn't have to do it all at once. You can work within a budget. You can find the financing offers. You can also find what works best for you. The same team that manufactures your windows and doors also sells, installs, and services them, so you get that high-quality experience throughout and after and during. Real pricing, premium quality, no games. Schedule a free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Matthew Golden, the Golden Bugatti, is next. So on a 53-man roster... You got 11 starters on offense, 11 starters on defense. You can eliminate a lot of players right away on who are the most important in the top 20 for Packers. As Jason Wilde writes on Channel 3000 and reveals who he believes is most important, 20 through 1. Matthew Golden comes in at 13.
Okay.
And I understand that Tucker Kraft, we hope and believe that he will get some type of extension locked in. Christian Watson was invested in. Jaden Reed was invested in. But you could also say that Matthew Golden was a big investment because you took a wide receiver in the first round. And he showcased what he was able to do in the fourth quarter against the Chicago Bears. Catching a ball, the line of scrimmage, making guys miss, juke moves, speed, acceleration, getting into the end zone, right? And to me... If you look at NFL wide receivers who have been drafted in the first round, especially as of recent, even in the second round, you can find some bangers.
There's a lot of bangers early on, too.
And that's why I'm saying I think 13's too low. Like, I'm curious as to who the 12 ahead of Matthew Golden are on Jason's list. But just on the whole, he's got to be in the top 10 of most important Packers. Because you need him to be a guy where we're not just like, all right, we're just going to let him keep developing. You can let wide receivers keep developing over time when they're drafted in the third round, fourth round, right, and do the whole thing. But it like when you have somebody as talented as Matthew Golden, someone you invested in like that, he's has to be a part of the equation probably more than he is. And I think expectations are just are lower. Even when I've asked the question to many people, like, who do you think is going to be the leading pass catcher? One through four, Kraft, Reed, Watson, Golden. You get Golden around 500-600 yards. And I just think if you comp that to others, and I can pull some up for examples of recent first-round draft picks in their second year and what they did, and I know every situation's different, but I'd like to think that he could be an 800-yard guy for this team.
Yeah, he definitely can be, and especially when you extrapolate what his numbers would have been, how many targets he had. Dude had zero drops last year. I really think as you look at a lot of folks doing deep dives into Matthew Golden, what he did last year, it really seems like the Packers underutilized him. Now, obviously, there were some things where they felt like he didn't know the playbook, so he wasn't quite ready yet. But going into year two, the Packers have to realize that Matthew Golden, to me, is the best wide receiver weapon they have. Now, when I say that, I understand how good Christian Watson is and Jaden Reed is. Christian Watson is going into year five. We can say, oh, we think Christian may be this or maybe that. I can only go based off of what Christian Watson has showed me consistently is that he hasn't been able to get to 1,000 yards. I know he hasn't been healthy, so if he hasn't been healthy yet, I can't guarantee he's going to be healthy again this year. Jaden Reed, really good wide receiver, but another one, hasn't broke 1,000 yards. I truly do believe Matthew Golden has the highest ceiling out of these guys, and if the Packers utilize him correctly, I think Matthew Golden can be the number one wide receiver on this team. I believe he had 29 catches in like 37 potential attempts, whatever it was. He didn't drop a ball all last year, right? And then in the playoffs, you saw him truly ball out. It was 29 catches on 44 targets. And so, again, I think Matthew Golden has the opportunity to be something extremely special for the Green Bay Packers next season. And so when you say should he be top 10, I mean, I could probably name 10 guys more important than Matthew Golden on this roster, but I do believe when it comes to the ceiling, Green Bay Packers should really think about utilizing Matthew Golden because I do believe he has the highest upside out of any wide receiver on this roster, and that's saying a lot based off of what Christian Watson can be.
Well, again, for reference, right, in 2024 and 2023 specifically, there was a run of wide receivers drafted right around where he was drafted. JSN being one of them. Famously, they picked Lucas Van Ness at the 13th overall pick. JSN was in the 20s. Zay Flowers, 22. Jordan Addison, 23. Those are guys first year and second year. First year all made a bigger impact than Matthew Golden. Yeah. Second year were like dudes. Whether there was next to Justin Jefferson for Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers became the number one for Lamar Jackson. JSN, obviously.
Dude, you don't even have to look that far. I mean, you're talking about where he was drafted at, but you're a first-round wide receiver. Emeka Abuka was only a couple picks ahead of him.
Tet McMillan was earlier.
Tet was really good.
But those two were clear. And again, situationally, maybe there was more opportunities for Emeka Abuka early because Mike Evans did get hurt. Chris Godwin was coming back. Again, it's all based off your situation. But sooner or later, talent's supposed to rise above everything, right? Jaden Reed was a second-round pick. Christian Watson was a second-round pick. So you do have guys that were invested and not in the same level as Matthew Golden. Tucker Kraft, third-round pick. But you'd like to think year two, he performs like Jaden Reed did as a second-round pick who had 2 years of 800 yards receiving in his first 2 years. And I know the dynamic of where they've grown to. But also, if he stays healthy, everyone I've just mentioned has been hurt.
Yeah, this call, really, for me, it goes back to targets. It goes back to opportunities. That's exactly what it comes down to for Matthew Golden. So I need for the Green Bay Packers to be able to utilize him because when they gave him opportunities, he was able to thrive. And I really feel like what you saw in the Cowboys game was a maturation of him finally saying, okay, I can do this, right? Like
Cowboys game?
I'm sorry, not the Cowboys. Bears game. Don't know why I say Cowboys game. Against the Chicago Bears is that point where, you know, people have those moments in any sport, regardless of what level it is, where it feels like I can do this.
I belong.
Yeah, and I feel like Matthew Golden, probably for that, he probably felt really good about it, because I remember, you know, I was at a game and I saw his brother and I was like, man, they got to feature your brother more. He said, yeah, man, he ready. And when he actually...
Why is that the first time you've ever dropped?
I've talked about that before. Maybe I didn't say it on air. Maybe I said it off air.
No. Share more. Why are you running into Golden's brother?
At the Denver Broncos game after that, I said, man, they need to feature your brother Golden. I know it was his brother. I said that they had to... jerseys on.
You had an inkling.
I had some inklings, and I was like, yeah.
You can probably see how they were watching the game and getting really excited when he's on the field.
I called him the Golden Bugatti.
Perk up a little bit, see his route.
I said, they got to feature the Golden Bugatti. I called him the Golden Bugatti, and they felt like he was ready. And I feel like in that playoff game, all that happened was that it wasn't the fact that he beat anybody deep.
It's an opportunity, as you mentioned.
But being able to be explosive and be able to take it to the house like that in that big moment, he feels good. Again, I think it's so key for people to understand he didn't have any drops last season. And that was the talk about him in the offseason leading into the from training camp. Is that, oh, man, he catches everything. Well, now he just needs more opportunities.
And he's fast as hell.
He is.
So, like, when I saw another name pop up, he's not the sexiest wide receiver in the NFL. But I remember Xavier Worthy's rookie year because he was the 4.2, 4.3 guy, right? The Chiefs draft.
Burner.
You look at the way they utilize him, and it's just like, here's a quick pass to the outside with blockers, pick up chunk yard.
Packers
like,
are weird.
I just don't get it.
Like, I feel like they
just
everything...
give him the ball, and let him like get some chunk yardage on first down.
There were moments, and again, maybe it's because we might be a little bit biased, but there were moments where we kind of felt like during the season that Savion Williams, and no knock on Savion, that Savion was there trying to give him the ball to get him featured more so in a sense, not consistently throughout the season, but there were times where it was like, oh. Try to get Savion the ball in different opportunities.
But it was a concerted effort to get him the ball.
Yeah,
and that was the confusing part.
To get touches close to the line of scrimmage. And so I would just love for Matthew Golden to have an opportunity to get as many touches as possible. Because I really believe if Matthew Golden gets 90 targets, he's catching 60 balls. And if 55 to 60 balls, and he gets 60 catches, Matthew Golden's getting you almost 1,000 yards. He's getting you 900 plus yards. Tell you that right now.
Look, I agree. That's why I'm bringing it up again. Whether he's 13th most important or not, Matthew Golden has the potential to be something special.
He should be a guy. A lot of people are saying a breakout candidate, and I think he should be. I will not back down on this. He is the best pure wide receiver you have on this roster. And with him having the most upside, most talent, you need to make sure he gets the ball. Matthew Golden is the only guy that I believe that for sure can be a 1,000-yard receiver. I can't give it to Christian Watson because I have not seen it. I know if you extrapolate his numbers out, then it'd be a thought. Well, okay.
He's had a lot of years to do it. But you need to see it.
And Jaden Reed working out of the slot a lot of times. I don't think Jaden Reed, based off who he's going to be in this offense, I don't see him being a 1,000-yard guy.
Gosh, year two, though, he was on pace until he disappeared.
Again, I think Jaden Reed, with the four wide receivers that you have, he's going to be your 600, 700-yard receiver. He's going to make big catches. He's a really good guy. I think Christian Watson has a lot of potential. But Matthew Golden is the guy. He is the best wide receiver that you have on this roster. And again, that does not a slight to anybody around him. I think the Packers have three really good wide receivers, but I really do believe that Matthew Golden can be the number one wide receiver that can give you a level of consistency when it comes to health, but also play on the field.
Who was the last Green Bay Packer with 100 targets in a season?
Was it Devontae Adams, probably?
Nope.
The last in 100 targets? It wasn't Devontae?
Mm-mm. Boy, it's a fun trivia question.
The last wide receiver, there's no way it was Alan Lazard. You kidding me?
He was the number one wide receiver in 2022 for Aaron Rodgers.
So what do you have, 101 what?
101.
That is unfortunate. Well, I see why Aaron Rodgers had to go to ayahuasca and do all that.
No. He chose that. He chose his boy to be on the team.
No, well, he chose for his boys, but he wanted other people too.
But then you could also say that he didn't make the investment in Watson and Dobbs the same way that he did when he went to New York.
That's very
showing
true.
Showing up for OTA.
That's very true. He probably should invest, because those were, I mean, regardless of how they feel, Dobbs and Watson wasn't healthy right away, but Dobbs, well, he was healthy and he wasn't. Dobbs.
He lost faith in Watson when he missed the pass against Minnesota.
I mean, he was so excited. He was so excited.
I'm going to the house.
He said, no. When I say Aaron Rodgers was excited because he saw the weapon he is, Matt LaFleur, they were excited because they thought, oh, this kid can fly. First play, play action, fake, and he beat him? Oh,
they ran the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Do you know the different career trajectory that that kid, Christian Watson, could have been on had he caught that pass?
He's still in a pretty good career trajectory.
He is, but the level of confidence you have if your first NFL catch is a 75-yard bomb from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers like, yeah, that's my guy.
He would have been force-fed and be like, keep doing it. Yeah. And then again, in that rookie season, he had four games of being ridiculous.
I mean, he did. I mean, yards after catch was
took an end around to the house for 30 yards.
He's explosive. It's just he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And until I see it for a full season, you know, I can't count on him. But Matthew Golden, I do believe I will be able to count on.
What stupid stuff did Kyle say? I'm not here tomorrow, so I want to find out what he said. And guess who next? Always fun to hear what stupid stuff Kyle says throughout the week. Now, C-Cat is out. Did he put this all together?
You asked him to.
I know, but I thought he might lean on Zimmel, who's running the show today, for him to go back and
listen.
Have
you seen Zimmel today?
That's what I'm saying, to be prepared for today, but now it's all starting to make more sense.
Yeah.
I offered, and he was like, no, I got it.
All right. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Zimmel running the show.
Out of context and completely out of control.
She knew he was cheating.
One voice, endless confusion.
You don't mind just being okay. Look at you.
Who is Kyle talking about this time?
At a certain point, you're going to have to take that disrespect and say, bleep everybody.
It's Guess Who on Kyle and Brust.
All right, what we starting with?
Lord, please don't. Please, though, what the hell is happening? Okay.
You know you can talk.
Yeah, you can.
Like, our first one.
Did you listen to him before?
No, I'm coming into this same with you guys.
Bro, I've made fun of you for a couple weeks saying, I don't know what you do. And you're proving my point.
I don't think I am.
Like, maybe having some idea of what's coming next would be good. Maybe asking, hey, what show is this from?
You know what's so...
You know what? I did. I was like, do you need me to know the show? Do you want me to go back and listen?
You can say, I want to know.
I said, I could go back and do it all. He's like, I got you. I was like, all right.
Play one more game.
Play it one more time.
Lord,
please don't. Please don't. What the hell is happening?
I don't know. I don't...
I can tell you
I
that
don't
I don't think I was on the show.
Oh!
That sounds
play
like
it again,
at the Delzer ESPN
thank
Milwaukee
you, Ben.
Open.
Play it one more game.
Lord, please don't. Please don't. What the hell is happening?
See, I know we were getting attacked by bees, but I didn't say that for bees.
Hey, don't look at me. I can't help. I already gave you my clue.
And then Dan chimes in. Found out I was allergic to bees when on a Canadian fishing trip, I got stung in my finger while taking a leak. We were an hour away from camp by boat and another an hour away from any sort of medical care.
Bro.
Got back to camp and a native fishing guide says, you should have peed on a leaf and rub it on the sting. Dan
thank,
in Burlington.
Thank goodness it stung his hand. Thank. He said, because
yeah,
he said, taking
options.
A leak. Oh, my God.
There was other options.
Because if the other option, I would say, Lord, please don't. Please don't. What the hell is happening?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The thought is scary.
No, but the bee sting. I guess I should have just guessed bees.
It was bees.
It was the bees. I forgot about that. Bro, can you imagine
if
you are allergic to bees and it stung that other thing?
You can comment, too, if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'm just baffled by the guy. What do you mean? Why would you even be in that situation?
He was on a boat.
I guess
he had to pee.
You got to look around. You got to know your surroundings.
Well, he didn't know he was allergic to bees.
Then you don't know you're allergic to bees, and you're still bringing up the most sensitive part of your body. I don't know, man.
I peed outside.
Next.
Listen, Andrew's great at a lot, but today, boy, I told him at 2:05. I said, "Well, you got 2 hours and 55 minutes to recover. An hour and a half later, you still have not recovered."
No, I have not.
Well, hell, I may need you after 6, so you need to recover.
Play the next one.
There we go.
A lot of men naked. That's it? A lot of men naked. A lot of men naked. Oh. The only time I remember men being naked was the naked bike race that happened during my wedding. I don't know why we were talking about the naked bike race, but it was just a whole bunch of men, not a lot of women. Or anybody.
It was like 90-10.
Yeah, disgusting. It was like chat roulette out there. Did I tell you the naked bike ride happened during my wedding?
The naked bike? Yeah. I went to go get a drink.
Yeah, it
went right by your wedding. Did you see it?
A lot of I saw videos. A lot of men naked riding in front of my pictures.
It was about 90-10 split. Let me tell you.
Yeah, 90-10 split.
Does that never shock you? It doesn't shock me.
Yeah, there's a lot of purrs and just disgusting men out there. Maybe I shouldn't call these gentlemen that.
That is so strong to accuse people.
I'm just saying, who all of a sudden just decided one day?
They were doing it for a cause, apparently.
I just want...
Because they were naked, I was curious on what the hell they were naked for.
What's the cause?
I don't know, fossil fuels or something, and like there's three other things.
You can do it clothes. You can do it. It promotes body positivity and
fossil
safety
fuels,
independence from fossil fuels. No,
just you shut up because I was right again.
What was it? It was body positivity and what?
And independence from fossil fuels.
Are you kidding me right
Doug,
now?
Doug, I'm telling you,
there's
creeps.
Better ways to fight fossil fuels than getting naked.
You know what's crazy about it? Give me 30 seconds. There are so many women out there that are looking to push back against the environmental injustice things that happen in this world. But for some reason, all the women that are anti-destroying our environment decided, you know what, I'm not going to get on the bike. But all these men decide, oh, I'm going to get on the bike. This is perfect. I'm for fossil fuels. I got to be naked. I got to have everything just swinging around for, you know, body positivity and fossil fuels. Crazy. It's just, that's why I said they're disgusting. If you did it, it is what it is.
That was Kyle's 30 seconds.
Let's get the next one.
The funny part is, baby, I'm so sorry. One time.
Oh, no.
One time.
Hang on, stop.
This is yesterday. But I can't. Skip it.
No.
Because I got a text message to never bring that up again. This should be about Ben.
What did I do? I did something here that led to you saying something. Well, you can't deprive the audience.
Well, we can do it, but I'm going to just say this. Ben said his wife passes gas around.
Yeah, I talked to somebody about this today as well. I cannot believe you do not let your wife fart in front of you.
She's a woman. She's ladylike. She don't do that. Ladies don't do that in front of their man.
He calls himself traditional new age household, a.k.a. I just make the rules.
She ain't never tooted in front of me ever
again. How'd this get you in trouble then?
Well, because... Sorry.
You ain't hear the clip yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can... I don't know if she's ever passed gas before.
She's never done.
The funny part is, baby, I'm so sorry. One time...
Oh, no.
One time, she was kind of out in the living room or whatever, and I walked out. She said, honey, I just passed gas just so you know. It was when she had surgery, and when she had surgery, that was one time, and so, you know, she warned me. But again, that's a great communication where she's like, no, I don't do that. But she has surgery, that's why. But ever since then, one time in 5 years.
It's not a relationship, it's a dictatorship.
Silent but deadly.
Whoa,
now that's crazy.
That's why.
I didn't know that. Now you don't go talking about another man's girl's farts.
That way, first and foremost, to your surprise... It smelled like roses, okay? It smelled delicious.
And roses really smell like poo. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Smell good. My baby smelled good. They're creeps. There's a lot of weird people out here. People, if you're...
You call people
weird. They're creeps. Lines. There's a lot of weird people out here. People, if you're... I don't know, man.
This is deep. They're creeps. There's a lot of weird people.
Okay. I do recall saying this. Who were creeps? What do we talk about where I talked about people being creeps?
Let it be said on the Carbless Talking Text Line that Kyle is not an ally of women. Hashtag equal farts.
Oh, I love women. I'm a huge ally. Huge ally.
Just can't fart.
Women. I just, you know. No, that's whatever y'all want to do
equal
in your household.
Equal farts.
If whatever y'all want to do in your household. So your girl, y'all just be having toot-offs in your household?
Not.
You and the baby and the dogs? Your turn, Bentley? Your turn, Bruce.
Don't try and turn this on me.
I'm just saying.
I'm normal, and I'm going to let my wife live her life and not, like, hurt her tummy keeping it in.
Nah, she can walk in a different room. I don't know.
She's also pregnant, too. That might change things for you.
Well, yeah, there's just a reason. I'm not going.
Now, you sound like a real...
You know what? It is what it is. If you don't like
it, yeah.
I have a lot of positives in my life. If it is what it is.
So you're acknowledging this as a negative.
She doesn't even like doing it around me. She doesn't do it.
Because you made her feel so uncomfortable.
No, I think that's just how she was.
What are we doing?
They're creeps. There's a lot of weird people out here. People, if you're running in the airport, just running around the airport, that's weird. If you're biking, understand that. If you're a biker, you know what I don't like about bikers? Is when bikers run through red lights.
Is that all we got?
We got one more here.
Oh, wow.
You didn't have any side comments about bikers running through red lights?
I did. But this is about you.
You don't want to add?
Nope.
All right, let's get the last one.
Back on the pod if you want to hear it.
I'm not fine. What do you mean I'm fine? I can't. Damn, he made these 2 seconds.
You've been able to figure out most of them.
I'm fine. I'm not fine. Play it again. I'm not fine. What do you mean I'm fine? I can't.
See, I'm not fine. What do you mean I'm fine? So someone said you're fine and you were not fine.
I'm fine.
I'm not fine. What do you mean I'm fine? I can't.
Some with the Packers losing, probably. Some with not being fine with the Packers.
Why would you
losing.
Be that upset about the Packers losing?
About Packers not winning championships? What is it?
He's fine.
I'm not fine. What do you mean I'm fine? I can't throw a dang ball. It's been almost a year. Throwing this hurts.
Oh God,
I didn't realize
there's water in that, dude.
I thought the lid was off.
Yeah, you threw an open water bottle at
Do you remember that?
I do.
I didn't remember that. Yeah.
No, I didn't know until I heard the clip.
My poor shoulder. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
A lot of people commenting on the Carbless Talk and Text line about dictator Kyle Wallace not letting his wife fart around him.
Let is a strong word.
I don't think it is. I think it's the word.
I believe it is unladylike.
I believe that maybe you should stop.
No. I'm standing 10 toes down. Because me and my lady, we have an agreement with this. I just think it's unladylike.
Did you make her sign a document?
Oh, stop it.
In this marriage, thou shalt not fart around me.
Listen, she can do whatever she wants. And just because I think something don't mean she don't have to comply. She doesn't. She just doesn't do it.
Kyle, as the new age traditional guy, says, Kyle, get in the kitchen. Kyle says, get in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
No, Kyle says, get in the kitchen.
I don't tell her to get in the kitchen.
Well, you tell her not to fart, so how are we supposed to believe you don't tell her to get in the kitchen?
I don't tell her to get in the kitchen. I don't tell her to do anything. We have conversations. We come to agreements, and we communicate through an open line of communication. That is what a happy and fruitful and hopefully long-lasting marriage is.
That was convincing. Stop trying to make magic out of whatever's lurking in your fridge. And let Screamin' Sicilian handle your dinner. Grab the original loaded edge-to-edge with real cheese and premium toppings, or the Screamin' Sicilian breadsticks. Warm, cheesy, pull-apart breadsticks. Mmm. Kyle, we've had those live and in person. We've had them at home.
Bro, I had them just on Monday. Delicious.
These comments are crazy about you. But they're right spot on. Each one is $5.99 when you swing by Sendix for Screamin' Sicilian original and breadsticks. More flavor, more cheese, more reasons to make dinner a pizza night. More amore. Swing by Sendix, like I mentioned, and have dinner handled with Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. Kyle is a dictator. I'm Ben Brust. More next. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, I'm going to leave you alone this second.
No, you ain't got to. What does the talking text line say?
Does Kyle's wife live and suffer?
No, we are a very pro-woman, progressive household that is still traditional, holds to our traditional values.
Zibble, does that make sense?
We were raised
He's
on.
Just making it up as
no,
he goes.
No, because did that texter say suffrage?
Yeah, suffrage, like women's suffrage.
Yeah, like women's rights.
Yeah.
She can't fart in his house.
She can do what she wants in the house. When
you said you came to an agreement that she can't fart.
No, that's not, in front of me. No one want to hear all that. No one want to smell all that.
But what about you?
I have tummy issues.
Oh, my.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Are you actually?
Not actually been diagnosed, but actually. I can't even, the chocolate milk we have here, it's what do you mean?
Chocolate
If you're not
milk.
Diagnosed, you hot don't get lactose intolerant.
The hot chocolate.
I was like, who's drinking chocolate milk around here?
This is how bad it is that the hot chocolate here, I don't drink it until at least after 4 because it's too rich with the little milk powder they have in there, and it makes my stomach go. And here's the thing: is inside of the enzyme pills for people who have the lactate pills. I can't even eat those because I have a reaction to the lactate pill. It makes my stomach hurt more because there's a protein.
Have you seen the dietitian?
If you know what the issue is, like it's not terrible, but it's not good. It's not good. Like I know, like we know. Before I flew back from the DR, I had to watch what I ate the day before because I did not want to have to use the bathroom at the airport or at the on a plane or anything like that. So yes, I am lactose.
I agree with Ryan in the 608. If she does not fart in front of you, your relationship hasn't even started yet, bro. Sorry, it's true.
Bro, she do a lot of stuff in front of me. Like when she... Never mind. Let me stop. I'm going to go too far. No.
You're already down this path.
We are a very open couple. We are absolutely... we adore each other. She has all the... You know, I was talking to the neighbor about, like, my neighbor, she lives with her dad. She was talking about how she... You know, how he won't allow her to do anything in the yard.
What's going on in this neighborhood?
And I said, traditional neighborhood. And I said, yeah, this one right here, she ain't got to worry about that one because she ain't going to allow herself to go to the yard to go cut grass. She don't cut grass. She ain't worried about cutting grass. We're a traditional household. You think she's throwing away the garbage and taking the garbage cans to the front? She'll take the garbage cans back, but it'd be garbage day, and every morning I have to be at work. You think she going to throw the garbage away in the garbage? Hell no.
So
that's my task. And I'm okay with that because I'm the man of the house.
If you forgot the task, would you tell her, hey, I forgot. Can you please do this?
She would do it if that was the case, yes. But one time we had windstorms or we had the rain and I had to take the garbage out and I wanted to put something on the garbage. She said, don't do that. And she was like, well, take it. I don't know. All I know is she don't take garbage out. She don't take out garbage. She doesn't cut the grass. And I'm okay with
that. She cooks. She cleans.
We clean. She cooks. Why would I cook when she's a better cook? We clean the house together. We wash clothes. Like, we do, we're a traditional household where.
That's not traditional.
We're a new age traditional household. New age traditional. I'm the leader. Some women love to be led. And that's what I am.
I'm glad he added the some there.
Some, not all. Some women love to be led. She likes with me making decisions. She likes with me planning the trips and telling her this is what time you got to be there. Don't your wife like doing that? She don't want to do all the time calling the airlines. She don't want to do all that.
So I had a question about the trip, just really quick. Have you ever been in the car with your wife for a long period, and she cannot fart at all in these car rides?
Well, she's never. So I don't know if there's been a... I mean, you pull over and make stops. I don't know.
I'll let Kyle be the anti-female.
No, you come on, no, Ben Bruss, no. Because you agree. See, that's
No. I was going to say something completely unprompted different.
Oh, what is that?
That came to my head.
What came to your head? Come on now.
Nope.
Let it out, Ben.
I'm going to let you sit in the soil.
Ben,
that you
I want to hear what you... No, you can't tell K&B fam that you had a thought that is provocative and you cannot share. That isn't the host Ben Bruss is. Ben Bruss is raw, authentic. He's open. He shares his thoughts. He's entertaining. Entertain the masses, Ben.
Coming up next in Madison, you have Molly and Jim. You got the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. Is it New Age traditional and oxymoron?
New Age traditional? No. You can be New Age and still traditional. We're like the new type of traditional.
I got it back on him.
No,
already.
Traditional. You just have it. Everything changes over time, so we're new age.
Another person says, "I don't think Kyle understands the word traditional."
No, we adapt to the new traditions. New age traditional.
Tori Lowe owes Kyle a wedding gift. Giannis introduced in Miami. Whole lot more to get to in 2 minutes.